Hello, and welcome to another podcast from HPS. In this episode, we continue with our theme around business excellence and sharing examples of organizations we either work with or we come across where they've implemented innovative approaches to driving excellence throughout the organization. Now, that can, of course, mean different things to different organizations, and in the interview you're about to hear, we caught up with our client Centercare to talk about the coaching service that HPS provided, why they recognized the need for coaching, what that meant to them, and the outcomes they've seen from going through that process with HPS. Now, Centercare were established in 1996 in Forbes, rural New South Wales, and is the official social service of the Catholic Church, the Diocese of Wilcannia, which covers the western 52% of New South Wales, so in itself, a very, very large area. Now, they have offices throughout the state, and have staff offering a very diverse range of programs and services to both individuals, families, and communities, many of whom are very remote. They also provide outreach services to many of those communities. So, in itself, they have many challenges and recognize the need for developing leadership amongst their team. I caught up with Kate Gibson. Kate is the Deputy CEO of Centercare to talk to us. To start, what were you looking to achieve? I mean, you described the challenges from the business perspective. How did coaching align to that? What was it that you were hoping to get out of it?
Look, a few things, Ed. We obviously are an organisation very passionate and focused on that social service, as I've just described, and supporting people in need. The other side of that is you need to be able to do that and deliver those services well. You need to have a business model and business approach that allows for us to continue to do the very good work that our team members do. And as an executive team, we were looking for the opportunity to grow the leaders within our organisation. And just to describe the nature of our leaders, Ed, many of them come into the organisation with a passion and a focus in a particular delivery area that may not have had leadership experience. Okay. And our organisation is very passionate about providing support, guidance, professional development to those individuals. And so the reason we opted to go along the line of the coaching was to grow the capacity of our leaders in an area probably that wasn't necessarily their lead strengths, to, I suppose, give them the opportunity to consider their strengths but also their areas of own need and growth, and to broaden their understanding of, you know, as a leader operating in a field, I suppose, that has some focus on running a business. It was about individuals' leadership, you know, and I suppose the concept of many of our leaders being emerging leaders.
Yeah.
And giving them this opportunity to grow in those areas where, A, they felt they needed some support, but, B, that the organisation had identified as areas of need.
Yeah, so it's that combination of you had your, I guess, you know, to be blunt, your business goals.
Absolutely.
You need to bring in, you can only do this as a team. And I, you know, it's a very overused and somewhat cliched remark, but companies of any size are really only a sum collective of the people working for them. I think that still gets lost in the translation. And from what you're saying, the recognition from the business that we need to get maybe help these people understand their strengths and maybe understand their weaknesses and therefore what we can do to improve. But Kate, for the individuals, understanding that they could achieve more. Was that something that you felt was an enlightenment to them as individuals? I mean, did they embrace this or did they see this as a, you know, why on earth would I need to do this? Or I don't quite understand why I need to do this. I'd be interested to explore that.
Overall, I would say that the team members were really, delighted that they had this opportunity, that the organisation had invested in them.
Yes.
So the sense I'm getting from our leaders is that they really did feel that we were about providing, giving them that opportunity to grow, and that we had invested in them. And so what I'm hearing back, which may not have been our first intent, but I'm hearing back from them that they actually value and they feel valued, which it might be a byproduct of the original intent.
Of what you were doing. That's interesting, yeah. Isn't it? That's really interesting. Yeah. That's a great remark, Kate. Thank you so much for kind of caring about me. And I suppose in some senses, as an organization where you are providing that kind of social care, social service to your customers.
Yes.
Actually, there's also a responsibility to staff internally, because it's almost one of the same, right?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. They certainly have described skills that they have developed or learnings or, there's been that, most definitely. So I have heard from the individuals that there's been real value in them developing in areas that they themselves felt they, had a particular need, but that there was always also this sense that, they understood that the organisation had goals as well, and so there was this nice mix, if you like, but the byproduct, as I describe it, I suppose, was really interesting to hear from them.
Yeah, that's great. And Kate, in terms of the demographic of these folk, mix of ages or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A mix of ages, Ed. When I say emerging leaders, the interesting thing is that many of our emerging leaders aren't necessarily young. They've operated in their fields of expertise for many years, and like many organisations, we identify them as good practitioners, and then we put them into leadership roles, which is another interesting concept in itself, that often they're being taken out of, and say a good counsellor or a good practitioner in parent education, and then they become leaders. And so they have incredible expertise around their content area, but it's that area of leadership that needs nurturing, and we believe they can do it. It's just, A, supporting them in recognising they can as an emerging leader, and B, and then walking on the journey and truly supporting them in becoming
developing their skills.
Yes.
Right. Kate, some people listening to this might go, okay, that sounds fantastic. Was there a process, were there tools that you used before you engaged Peter to kind of recognize those individuals who had that potential, or was it just a kind of a gut feel based on feedback? Was there a more set process for that identification or not?
Yeah. The organization and our mission, which we are incredibly committed to, is about nurturing and growing individuals. So, in fact, what we try to do is mirror image the very mission that is what we deliver, if you like. So we're supporting people who are really vulnerable in their own lives. Likewise, we would say, well, what does that mean for us in terms of how we care and support and nurture our own team members? And so we have extensive induction processes. We support people incredibly in terms of their own development. And through that, then, I suppose we're recognising individuals who show interest in leadership or may not recognise opportunity. And I suppose we nearly, in our, I suppose discussions we have with them as part of our catch-ups, talk to them about that and their interest in leadership, and then, if you like, plan for, well, what are the next steps then for you to get there? There might not be an opportunity yet in the organisation in terms of leadership, but if we identify it and recognise it, we then work towards that goal. And that is something that we're very proud of at Centacare, in terms of, I suppose, that nurturing and walking alongside people as they themselves, identify targets, or if they don't, in terms of leadership, it's that we may be saying to them, we think you will make a good leader. You have the qualities and we're happy to support you. And so I suppose the engaging piece was about that, saying to our team members, and we will invest in your ongoing developments.
I suppose the final question then is having gone through this, having seen the benefits and having seen that kind of impact on the business and organization, would you recommend this? Well, obviously we'd love you to say it, Peter, but would you recommend kind of coaching and the approach you've taken with this for other organizations?
Yes. Definitely. I mean, it has given people or leaders within our organisation an opportunity to just go that next step, but to go the next step in terms of, I suppose, a continuum of emerging leaders. Have we got everyone at the furthest end where we're thinking they're operating, in every aspect of a leader well? Maybe not, but I can see the growth. I think the other aspect is that because Peter is external, he was able to challenge us sometimes internally, and particularly in a social service setting. We like everything to be happy and good, and everyone likes to get the answer they want, whereas Peter respectfully was able to push and challenge us, including myself, in a way that probably is why I think we've had some real growth in terms of that team that Peter worked with. Sometimes it's hard to challenge people from within.
Well, you've got all the boundaries around that. Yeah,
and I think that this coaching opportunity really gave us the capacity to push that bit further, which is what we wanted. And so I absolutely would recommend
the process.
Yeah,
fantastic, Kate. That's wonderful, and thanks. That's been really insightful, I really appreciate your time. I know you're very busy talking to us today, but really, really appreciate the insights that you've shared with us. So with that, Kate, I'm going to say thanks very much and wish you a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay, thanks, Ed.